Hey guys, and welcome to a quick hitter episode. Breaking news, Mel Tucker just got fired from Michigan State. Before we get going on my favorite guy to beat up on, let's just get this right off the bat. Sexual harassment, sexual abuse, sexual assault, none of that's cool. Men should never use their power, never use their ability, like, their physical ability to ever overpower a woman. Nothing. It's the grossest thing that a man could possibly ever do. Ever do. Now, there's a thin line between it all, but still, that is gross and disgusting, and it should never be stood for. So, I applaud Michigan State for getting rid of him. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, just in case you guys don't know, Mel Tucker got fired for maybe doing something that's abhorrent, gross, disgusting, but in the dumbest way possible. The dumbest way possible. So there's this woman named Brenda Tracy. This poor woman is a sexual abuse survivor. I don't know her situation, and I don't think I need to know. Just glad that she's trying to make a better life for herself, getting over the trauma of whatever went on in her life. And Mel Tucker hired this woman to come in and talk to his team to be the sexual assault, to do sexual assault awareness. And this guy, then, I don't know how long into their relation or their partnership, he decided he was going to call her. And consensually or not consensually, depends on he said, she said. I'm not going to get into that. Still, the facts are, he called her and he proceeded to chop wood to row the boat completion over the phone to a sexual abuse survivor who teaches a class on sexual assault awareness. Let that sink in for a moment. The man that is all about chop wood, we're uber males, we smoke cigars, and we have dogs, and we have cool cars, and we just sweat profusely because we're males and we're awesome. Now listen, I love being a man. I love machismo. I love everything about being an alpha male when you're around them, and when it's done right, that's exactly why they're leaders, and that's why their tales have been told about great men in this world, right? But when it's done bad, and when it's done so poorly, you get Michigan State as a whole. Michigan State as a whole is the, and I've told you guys this, they're the worst university on the face of the earth, or at least up in the upper peninsula, the worst. This isn't the only time something like this has happened. No. Do we remember a guy named Larry Nassar who was so dedicated to being a pedophile and so dedicated to being a sexual abuser that sickness led him through college to become a doctor? He went through medical school just so he can then become a part of a college where he can touch young women who were looking to him to take care of them medically or whatever, you know, bumps and bruises or whatever the hell he did over there. And he took advantage of them. Then we go to Mark D'Antoni, the whole pride cometh before the fall. And boy, does it cometh, right there, Melly Tucker? Just chopping that wood till it cometh of the pride. And the fall, D'Antoni was a, or D'Antonio, whatever the fuck this dork's name is, had, I won't get this right, 4 cases of sexual assault involving 7 football players while he was there. He's like, what? What? Me? Ah, these guys, come on, man. They're dudes. They're just out there doing things. I don't know what it is, but yeah, so what? Dicks are out and blah, whatever. Hey, I'm D'Antonio. I spout Bible verses because I'm stupid. And then the dumbest one of them all. Mel mother effing Tucker. I tell you, man, this, I really feel bad for Brenda Tracy. I really do. Because no one should have to be on the end of the phone listening to a man heave and haw and hum and do whatever while he's chopping wood as she's like, I thought, hello? Why are you breathing so, what? Oh my God, what are you doing? Oh my God. I can't even imagine the stupidity. I'm gonna hire this woman to teach my guys about sexual assault awareness. And then I'm going to call her. I don't know when he called her or how many times he called her, but then he's going to call a sexual abuse survivor and the one that teaches sexual assault awareness. And he's going to old school jerk it on the phone to her. Like, what in the almighty fuck was he thinking? This is so Michigan State. This is so Mel Tucker. It's, I can't even believe how dumb this person is. I mean, I knew chopping wood was stupid. I knew it was stupid. I knew walking around with that flop sweat everywhere, looking like the bad pawn shop owner that he was, just, I knew there was something up with this fucking dude. I knew it. I'm so proud of myself, because I've always said, and you can, if you ever get to know any of my friends, more likely never, but if we meet, I've always said that I have a finely tuned douche meter. Maybe because I'm partly douche, I get it. I mean, I'm a day walker in the douche lands. I understand. I understand this. But I'll be honest, I wouldn't be whacking my noodle over the phone to a woman who wasn't asking for it. Also, who whacks their noodle over the phone, dog? Like, you are on a campus in Lansing, Michigan. Now, I'm sure there are hookers on every corner in that dump. I'm sure that, I mean, every moronic, like, midwit that walks around there would at least have a dumb friend that you could probably pork. I mean, look at Ed Ogeron from LSU. That dude was porking everything that walked around LSU, and he didn't even get fired for that. Like, dude, if you want to cheat on your wife, you're out of college. You don't have to whack the noodle or chop the wood to a poor, unsuspecting woman who's already suffered something that probably gives her PTSD to this day. You're already traumatizing a woman in something that she's already had to survive just once. She doesn't need to do it again. And old school whacking the noodle over the phone. How boring and stupid. I mean, you couldn't even do it over webcam. I mean, at least during COVID, people would be jerking it on the webcam and forget they were naked or something. I mean, there was nuance there. There was like a bit of, cool. Hey, look at me. I don't know what's going on, but here's my ding dong. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to old school whack it over the phone, dude? The phone? Bro, what is your wife thinking, dude? You're married. You're married. At least Bobby Petrino hired his mistress to be a part of the school and be a part of the team. Now, listen, she wasn't pushing sexual abuse awareness and teaching it to your dudes. I mean, I thought the tunnel incident and how poorly you handled that and how clueless you seemed, like it was, wait, are you, is there something bad about ganging up and beating up two dudes, like 15 on two? You think that's, oh, there's something wrong with that? But we're chopping wood, dude. We're out there being uber males and kicking ass and winning five games. Woo! Because we're Uber males. Yeah! Hell yeah, dude. We're Uber males. I'm whacking my noodle over the phone. I wonder if it was like a landline. Dude, if we find out that he's whacking it over a landline phone, my mind might explode. It might be too much for me to handle, that it'll throw me into an alternate timeline. That's how mind-boggling that would be. I mean, really think of it. 2023, you have, I mean, if you want to cheat on your wife, which I think is disgusting in general. I mean, if you want to cheat, bro, just get a divorce, dude. Get a divorce. I mean, at least respect her enough to get a divorce. Now she's got to walk around. Think about this. You're Mel Tucker's wife. He's not even cheating on you in the traditional way. He's whacking his noodle on a landline phone, hopefully, to a poor woman who is teaching his kids, his team, about sexual assault awareness. And I guarantee you, on that phone call, as he's beating his noodle, he made an ass joke out of assault. He's like, hey, let's put the ass in that assault, baby. What up? I mean, sometimes bad things happen to people that you just are so happy to see that it happens to. Now, I don't know if he's a good guy. I know he's a dullard. I mean, when you see him interviewed, like I told you, it looks like bad AI trying to figure out how to be a man, how what they've downloaded from like 80s and 70s movies, what a machismo type of alpha male looks like and how he acts, you know, because, you know, just so many things, like smoking the cigar. And that's what scares me, and that's what makes me feel like I'm a total, like, daywalker in the douche lands. Like, I'm the blade of douchebags. Because I love cigars. I love really cool cars. I don't know shit about them, but I love looking at them. And hell, dude, a pit bull is fucking cool. Or even a Rottweiler is pretty damn cool. I mean, I grew up with them when I was younger. So I love them. I mean, they're fantastic. Both breeds are fantastic dogs if they're raised correctly. So I know I'm the blade of douchebags, right? I know I'm a daywalker in this. But listen, I have done some questionable things in my life. But every time I've ever done it, there has been a woman who has asked for it and has been a participant in what we've done together. Just to be whacking the noodle dog to a landline to a woman who spends her whole life like educating people on sexual assault. And this dude does it old school. Dude, like, I still can't believe this is real. It just seems too Saturday Night Live-ish for me to believe that this is real, dude. Like, this is bonkers crazy. And listen, I'm only excited because he's a dick face. I think it's awful that she has to even go through any of this, so I don't want any of the hate because I'm on her side. I think that's ridiculous. He whacked his noodle on a landline, and it's going to cost him $70 million. $70 million, dude. Oh, that's the most expensive phone sex thing I have ever heard of in my life, and I'm here for it. Oh, I'm here for it. This dude is a douche above all douches. I mean, Larry Nassar, Mark D'Antonio. I was like, there's no way they can top this. There's no way. But the dude named his jerking it chopping wood, more than likely. And he made it his slogan, dude. He put it on their helmets, dog. Like, chopping wood. Chopping his wood, dude. Wood. Seriously, come on, man. How did we not see this? I like to think I'm a visionary, dude, when it comes to, like, jerk off, like, innuendo jokes, and that even went past me, dude. That even went past me. He straight, like, matrixed me on that one, dude. Like, oh my god, I didn't even know what to do, dude. Chopping wood, bro. He used his term for jerking it as his team's motto. What a, you know it has to be true. You know it, chopping wood. And he's always, chop. And you even saw his, jerk method out on the sidelines every Saturday. Oh, and the only thing that's even better than this, is how fucking wacko the goddamn Michigan State fan base is. They're crazy lunatics. They made it all about us. Like, they made it all about us. Now, I don't, because I don't know how to do this. I'm old. So, I put up two tweets that I, proves the mental illness of this fan base. And it proves that we live rent-free in their brain 100% of the time, 365 days a week. I mean, 365 days a week. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just so, this might be, this is too much for me to handle. Like I said, I'm going to shoot off to another timeline. But 365 days a year, we are in their head. And they're like, oh, I was just getting so excited about our game with Washington. And then all of a sudden, oh, our coach is accused of this. Now, weekly, monthly, all season. Oh, ESPN, the bullies, and oh, everyone else are, I can't even remember. You have to look up the tweet. Some about how the media is going to be picking on poor Mel Tucker. And it's just going to ruin their chances. Why can't they cover up things as good as Michigan? You're just like, bro, what are you doing, dude? We never had a doctor. Well, we might have had a doctor play with some dudes, I think. I can't remember, so I don't want to say that. But still not on the level of Larry Nasser. Or Nasser. Yeah, Larry Nasser. The dude, that's Heisman level, like, sexual abuse right there. That is Heisman level craziness. I mean, we've never had a coach deny it as bad, I think, as D'Antonio. I hate that dude. We've never used Bible verses to cover up sexual abuse. Now, I don't know if any of that's true, but it sounds good right now, and I'm going to say it, so who cares? we definitely, dude, could you imagine Harbaugh pulling out his little putt and whacking it to something? No, dude. That dude says Bible verses before every night he goes to bed. He kisses his wife. And they get on two separate sides. Dude, they probably sleep in two single beds like they used to in the 50s, dude. Like, Harbaugh ain't doing any of that shit. And Michigan State is just so beside themselves with just angst and pain. And pain, dude. They're the worst. They're the worst fan base. And I hate them. I hate them. And I'm so happy that they are toiling in all this. I hope they don't win another fucking game. I hope because of this, Michigan says, well, we've got to take the high road and we can never have this rivalry again. That would make my life happy. Oh, dude, how great would it be we end a rivalry over some dork, some flop sweat asshole whacking his noodle and naming it. Dude, you know he named it after, you know he named his motto after his jerk style. You know he's told his buddy, I've been, oh, I'm just chopping the wood. Right, guys? Chopping wood. Yeah, get this, dudes. I totally sexually harass the woman who is teaching the sexual assault class. Guys, dude, I'm chopping wood as I'm talking to her, bro. Oh, high fives. Where's a cigar and where's a dog I can kick? Dude, it's great. We're alpha males over here, fucking MSU. I shouldn't delight in as much as I'm delighting in this, because there are some people who have been absolutely destroyed by this. And I mean, I don't know if destroyed, because I think these women are probably pretty fucking strong. So Brenda Tracy, I'm sure she's a tough lady. And the one who may have to go into witness protection only because of embarrassment is Mel Tucker's wife. I don't even know her name. Mrs. Chopping Wood? I don't know, dude. Like, that. Think about this. You got to tell your family and friends, or all your family and friends are finding out, that your husband just got fired. and lost out on $70 million because he is whacking his noodle, dog, on the phone, old school, not Zoom, old school, whacking the noodle on the phone, the landline, dude. I thought the tunnel incident was maybe the worst thing that Tucker could ever do. But he is like, hold my beer. I gotta go chop some wood. Where's a landline? Oh, dude, I love it. I don't like him. I'm glad it's happening to him. I know that's petty. I know. Listen, save the comments. I get it. I know it's petty. I get it. I know. But I'm here for it, dude. Listen, if I ever get caught whacking my noodle on a landline and then I use my euphemism or whatever I've been drinking, as you can tell, because this was a drinkable thing. Like, this was something I had to toast. I know I'm petty. Save it. I understand I can be an awful human. Save it for your letters later. If I ever get caught whacking the noodle on a landline and I use my nickname for the jerk session to somebody who has survived sexual abuse and is making everyone aware, has started her whole drive in life now is to get people to be aware, young men in colleges to be aware of sexual assault. And this fucking moron is whacking his noodle to her, talking to her on the phone. Dude, Urban Meyer is laughing at you, and he's one of the most disgusting human beings on earth. At least when he cheats on his wife, he does it at his bar, looking at the picture of his wife over the bar with a young lady that he says he doesn't know. At least he's classy enough to say he doesn't know them in a bar named after him with a picture of him and his wife over the bar. At least he's classy enough to do that. You're whacking your noodle on a landline. I bet you were like, the heavy breathing, don't worry about that, baby. I'm just chopping wood. I'm chopping wood. Dude, even Clinton's like, bro, does she have a dress? Can you at least do it in person? I mean, if you're going to lose $70 million, dude, do it in person, not over the phone. Bro, that's like getting caught jerking off in an old school jerk-off booth. Or like Pee Wee Herman, dude. Even Pee Wee Herman had more style than you. He was in public, dude. He had the balls to take his dick out in public and beat it. Like, you were doing it in private. Over the landline to a woman who's already survived awful shit in the same arena. Goddamn, dude. You are Hall of Fame creep of the year, dude. Like, no one will, not even creep of the, creep of the century, creep of life, Hall of Fame for life, dude. Like, no, dude, I really thought that Mr. Cult Leader himself, Row the Boat Guy, was going to be, no one could touch him. All year long, no one was going to touch him on how creepy and crappy and shitty he is as a coach. Dude, and you said, hold my beer, because I'm chopping wood landline to some lady who has already suffered through enough. Mel Tucker, you've outdone yourself, dude. You have outdone yourself. And if this comes out to be like false, which I doubt because they fired your punk ass. Because this, by the way, this has been an investigation for since last season, I think. Even through all the way up until July. Mel Tucker, just keep chopping wood, buddy. Keep chopping wood. And listen, no matter what, we're always in Michigan State's head. Always. And that's even better. I think I'm going to go chop wood to this. God bless you. And always remember, it is way better to be a Michigan Wolverine right now. Oh, you know what? Go and follow Matt Sheehan. I think he's Locked On Spartans. He has a great rant, and I respect him. I didn't even know who he was until today, and I respect that guy. I like him. Matt Sheehan, I think his name is. Just looked on Locked On Spartans. You'll find it on YouTube. It's pretty great. Remember, always, always great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And forever and always, go blue.